I'm a member of the Upper House in New South Wales Parliament. For some people here, I'm the only openly gay member of the Upper House of the New South Wales Parliament. I just wanted to make a few points specifically about law reform and how it impacts on children, but also I just have a personal note at the end, I think. I wanted to make the point, firstly, that it's clear, we all know this, that the federal law currently actively discriminates against gay and lesbian couples. Where my submission specifically talks about is actually what it means for children within same-sex families. And I would argue that this discrimination is going to continue to grow. What is clear within the gay and lesbian community is that babies are being born. They have always been born as well, but that is, they're far more visible and they are there. As that is happening, there is law reform happening over time where some of those children are being recognised. And what I would and the states are moving down that path, people would be aware that Western Australia has the best laws in Australia, where the non-biological mother is automatically recognised and they allowed same-sex couples to adopt. The ACT has similar legislation. Other states are looking at it. I wouldn't argue that we're doing as well as we should, but we are getting there. And as that happens, what's actually happening is that there is actually a new degree of illegitimacy happening within Australia. There are children who are legitimate or semi-legitimate on the basis of who their parents are. And it's clearly that there's clear that these children are being punished for the alleged sins of their parents in having them in the first place. And I would argue strongly that's having a huge impact. And I won't try and go through here. Everyone knows there's a whole list of things, family benefit, child benefit, those kind of things. The last thing I wanted to say in a broader sense is that what is actually happening is that we now have perverse outcomes. What is actually happening is that there are people in same-sex relationships who are getting taxpayers' money that they wouldn't actually be getting if their relationship was recognised. But what that actually presumes is that everything is okay, that you're healthy, that your relationship is intact, and that somehow you'll go on being perfect forever. For those people who are able to exist in that, that's okay. But the reality is that where the law really is kicking us is actually if your relationship breaks down, if your partner dies, if you have health problems within your community. And I would argue that there's actually a very strong socioeconomic base to the discrimination that's occurring for same-sex couples, and that those on who are poorer basically suffer the most. No surprises there, but I think that that's an important thing to note. Where we go with that, I don't know, but I would also like to echo my appreciation for Heriot taking this on in what is actually a very hostile environment. And I would just like to share a personal experience, which is not unlike Vicky's, having had some media attention as a result of going into Parliament, also receiving hate mail on the first day of actually walking into the House that came in a letter, anonymous, of course, that said, "I hope people like you die and your children don't deserve to be born." And then I'll just leave there.
Thank you very much.